Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yeah. We're here outside the Dáil today, lads, because we're living in very precarious times. We're living in an inverse world in which the suppression of vital information, which is of public worthiness, is being suppressed by the legacy media.
Federal health officials say neither ivermectin nor hydroxychloroquine are effective treatments for COVID.
Don't even call them mainstream, because they're all going to collapse, like all the corrupt institutions are going to collapse when this great light comes out. There's serious vitriolic anger in the air, and it's going to manifest, and it's not going to be good for any citizens. This is not a lunatic fringe. This is people who are very well versed, very well researched, and are aware as to the plans of the global elitist cabal that have plans over the course of this decade to completely abolish every single element of the concept of freedom.
Screw your freedom.
It's the freedom of your own body, freedom of bodily autonomy, the freedom of travel.
If you have travel plans, there is one more thing to add to your packing list: proof of vaccination.
The freedom of association, the freedom of human expression. They want to incorporate people into a transhumanist movement. And whilst that seems very far-fetched for a lot of people, it's what they have in plain sight. Go look at UN Agenda 21, look at UN Agenda 30, look at the WEF. It's all there in plain sight for the average Joe Soap to find out this information.
They call it the Great Reset. This is their global domination. This is it. This is modern war.
How it's going to manifest, I do not know. But I do suspect that the human spirit is going to rise up against this tyranny over the course of the next number of years. When this shit hits the fan, when people realize what's actually been done, they're going to want a pound of flesh.
Violent clashes are erupting across Europe as thousands of people protest the latest round of COVID-19 restrictions.
For everyone's children, the guards' children, the special units' children, because future generations will have absolutely nothing. They will not have ownership over their own bodies.
The only way to control it is to mandate vaccination.
They will not have ownership over their own future. They can only dream of owning a property. The WEF was the number one plan until 2030 is you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's pure communism, lads. If people don't own any resources, who does own it? A state which is a bastion of corruption, which is a banana republic in terms of a lack of accountability? Who is holding these bastards accountable? Who the fuck is holding these bastards accountable? I'll tell you who's going to hold them. The people of Ireland will. And when the people of Ireland wake up, by God, there's going to be hell to pay.
Powerful video and banned on video. Get it and share it. Ireland rises up against the New World Order. Banned on video. Get it. Share it now.
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
Resilience of the American people, the global cabal has launched a series of unimaginable terrors that have rocked the foundation of Western civilization and has fractured the population of a once united country along increasingly irreconcilable lines. The nation finds herself on the precipice of all-out civil war, diving headlong towards economic ruin and already suffocating under the dictatorship of biotechnocratic enslavement. Takedown order has been issued. The direct attack has begun. America's greatest trial and the battle for her survival is underway. InfoWars emergency transmissions are now broadcasting live weeknights 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Election countdown. Taking America back on band.video and InfoWars.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, start your engines. We're 326 days out from the midterms. We'll be right back with Mike Reardon. Stay with us. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information. With us, that I twisted his arm to get on air. We have great discussions, good friend of mine, and he always just has really great ways to boil down knowledge. Michael Reardon was born in Connecticut, but now lives in the good state of Texas. He graduated with a master's degree in education in 2013. He taught in the public school system, teaching kindergarten to 12th grade. During his years of teaching, he saw the need to fill in the cracks of education and help people know the truth about life. Michael founded his company, Raven Concepts, in 2018. He started his company due to the need for more vital mindsets to be created, not, I guess, failure mindsets. Michael saw the mindsets that parents, the school system, the government, the mainstream media were formulating and saw a significant flaw in the structure. That's putting it lightly. That flaw was that people lost the ability to understand their own self-worth. His mission is to help give people the courage and the mindset to go after what they want in life and dream of having. He helps people recognize their value and their potential within them. With all of this going on in the world, our number one greatest weapon and tool to fight back against this restructuring is to develop a stronger mindset. And I totally agree. We've got to develop a stronger mindset and know that we're under attack and not be victims, but admit it. RavenConcepts.com. RavenConcepts.com. I don't know if they typoed that, but it's good to have you here. Mike, thanks for coming on the show, man. I always enjoy talking to you. You wanted to start with the mass psychosis that's going on and how you've witnessed that in the education system and how to break out of it.
Right. So when I was an educator, it's interesting because you have to deal with it in the sense of what is going to be the next steps, right? Because you just don't teach a first grader how to do calculus, right? They learn addition and subtraction, and it's a series of steps. So for people, I started to wonder, right? Now we're in an age of COVID, and basically everyone's going to be influenced by mainstream media. How did that happen, right? It didn't just happen overnight. So I started to look at it from the premise of the school, right? So I'm a teacher, I'm in school. What is happening in the school system? So I know Dr. McCullough, I believe he was on Joe Rogan, and he was talking about mass psychosis. And he talked about how there needs to be four steps in order for that mass psychosis in order to occur. And in the school system, if we think about it, the first step is already there, isolation. We put you in a desk, we give you a cubby, we give you a spot, and we say, this is where you need to be. And you don't deviate from that. So now you're stuck in one spot, one place, and you're not encouraged to ask your peers, ask your classmates for the answers. Now you're by yourself. You're on a desert island, and you're isolated. So when COVID started to happen and the quarantine started to happen, why was it so easy for people to say, well, I guess I'll just give up my rights. I guess I'll just give up my freedom and I'll just stay inside. I'm not an essential worker. That had to happen from somewhere. It didn't happen overnight. So from a young age, when a child is most susceptible from age zero to seven, that's when a child is most susceptible, right? Because they are going to be operating under their environment and their behavior. So if their environment is telling them to do something or the behaviors to enact, right, stay inside, don't go out, that's going to have a psychological effect on them when they reach adulthood. And typically that's going to be putting them in a box, saying that you need to stay here and you need to do what we say you need to do and you don't talk back. And right now we need to start to change that type of behavior, that type
They're
of
They're training them to be prisoners. And guys, you can type in. There's a bunch of studies. Studies show cognitive levels of children under lockdown plunged in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious child abuse. And these are behavioral psychologists knowing this, running this program. This is really abusive.
Yes. And I think there was a video that came out. It was on Twitter, and it was about a teacher in California who was talking about, I believe, gender, and they were influencing a student to think about a certain way, right, to think gender in a certain way. Now, when you're a teacher, you have a big role to play, right? You have someone's child for at least 8 hours a day. And, of course, the child's going to be sleeping 8 hours, so that means the parent has the last 8 hours. And most parents don't take education past the school. Typically, the parent will say, have you done your homework? Are you doing what needs to be done? Great. All right. See you later. But now, parents are starting to pay attention, especially after the whole quarantine lockdowns and children had to learn at home, right, via Zoom or whatever internet website they use for that type of classroom. And now parents are seeing, like, hey, my kid is not learning in school. And now that's when you see all these parent board, you know, all these, you know, parents going to these board meetings with the superintendents and just the whole educational system. And they're fighting back. They're saying this is not right. What they're learning is not necessary. And if we look at curriculum, there's a basic set of content that is going to be learned, that children need to learn. But now we're starting to get into what we want them to learn, but who are the people who are telling us that they need to know this type of content? It's the government. If we think about it, they're saying, well, we want the kids to know this so we can stir them in a certain way. The whole race type of thing, right? So I think they're, the term they're phrasing is for
critical race theory.
Critical race theory, yes. Thank you, Alex. Why is that necessary? And it's to keep us down. It's to keep us in a sense of, oh, I'm a victim. And as long as we keep that victim mentality, we're going to have a difficult time moving ahead in life.
And you've got great ways of explaining things. And by the way, I'm always reading names of things wrong. I go to your site all the time. It's Reven, not Raven, but Reven. Explain what Reven Concepts means.
Okay.
I always got to, for some reason, I always got to butcher intros.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Reven Concepts.
Reven.
Yes, and Reven Concepts means the concept behind never. So if you turn Reven around, it means never.
Oh, I get it. So I'm an idiot. I have dyslexia. I'm seeing like Reven Concepts or Reven. It's Reven, which means never concepts.
Right. And the name came from when I was actually a swim coach. I was given a student from another coach. She was going to be an educator also. So she was going through the program to become a school teacher. She's going to be teaching people's children. And she gave me one of her students because she was booked. And I said, not a problem. So the child had a fear of water, and he didn't want to go into the deep end. So I had 30 minutes with the child to get him to swim in the deep end. And what I had to overcome was her teaching and then his beliefs. And his belief was that he couldn't do it. And she even told me before I brought him into the deep end, don't even try. It's not worth it. And this is a person who was going to school to be an educator. And I can't tell you how many times educators have put students in a box saying, you're not going to be anything.
Wow. And that's what you told me like a year ago when we were talking, is they literally don't even know they've been trained by the education system to program and put walls in people's minds to build prisons. And now it's so obvious saying we're non-essential. They're trying to have adults stay in a prison.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then when we look at the essential workers, right, the healthcare workers, and then all of a sudden they hit you with a mandate. And if you don't get the vaccine, guess what? You are no longer essential. So they can give you a term to make you feel good, and they can take it away when they want to. And it's going to be similar to how companies will give you a promotion, but the promotion is only a name change. It's not necessarily an increase in monetary amount. It's saying, well, we're going to make you the director of science and history. And you say, wow, that's great. And you put it on your LinkedIn page and you say this and everyone congratulates you and you feel good. But you necessarily didn't go anywhere. And people are not going anywhere in life. They're giving a facade, a false sense of movement. And people will go through life thinking they're making progress, but they're only going backwards.
Beautifully said. And again, people need to go to Reven Concepts, R-E-V-E-N Concepts.com. And I should have asked you what that name means. That is really amazing. It's never reversed. And instead of never, you're saying, no, we're doing it.
Correct.
That is smart. I need you to help me come up with the new names.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I tell you, Michael Reardon's being really nice right now, really calm. He's being very, 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 very gentlemanly. But we're going to turn him loose here on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Friend of mine and here talking about what's going on, and just the points he makes when we were hanging out sometimes are just dead on. So we got caught up by that break coming. You were getting into how they put walls around people's minds, pre-program them about who they are to make them controllable, and how to break out of that. So please continue.
Right. So once you are in that box, they can keep you there as long as they want. And the only way to get out is to understand that there's going to be something better on the other side, so people have motivation to break out of their box. Because the human mind is naturally negative. The human mind wants to be comfortable. The human mind is naturally lazy. So that means if you have the opportunity to stay home, watch Netflix, stay on your phone, your mind is going to say that's a pretty good idea. So when, for example, the lockdowns came down and the whole quarantine, your brain was like, well, sure thing, not a problem. And what happens after that is now we are faced with how do we get out of that way of thinking? How do we get out of that laziness? And that's the most difficult part, because once someone stops something, it becomes more difficult to start it back up.
And let me just say this. Like, take throwing knives. I had some throwing knives once you were at the office, and I can, like, throw six of them and maybe get one to stick in the wall every six. You, like, threw all six of them and stuck in the wall. You're really good at darts and everything else you do, and you're like, but that's just an example of you've decided just to train yourself and have the will to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking, oh, these aren't going to stick. No, these, and then I tried the other day, I threw it, like, 12 feet away, all four darts bullseye by just saying I'm doing it.
Yeah. So when you make up your mind and you say you're going to do something, the probability of you achieving it is going to be greater than if you went in it nonchalantly, or if you went in it and you didn't have your full intention of whether completing it, or if you failed, you say, well, at least I tried. And for people...
By the way, you didn't just put those knives in the wall. You, like, drove them in like a machine gun, put them in there. A little bit scary, because I know a lot of guys that are good at that. They barely stick in the wall. You had them, like, pound it in there.
Just probably because I go to the gym, I guess.
Yeah.
But going back to why people are not successful, right? So if we use your analogy of the throwing knives, if someone threw a knife at the wall or a board and they don't succeed, well, they'll say, maybe I'm not good, right? This is something I'm not good at, and they'll quit. Now, if someone says, okay, I'm not good at it today, but I'm going to practice and I'm going to get better, and they practice and they get better, they become stronger. And when we look at our mindset, when we look at what needs to be done in the world and society, we have to become stronger. And most people are just okay with becoming followers.
You explain to me the victim mentality from your angle, and it's totally on. Exactly. A victim instantly gives up and then looks for some group to control them to give them power, instead of saying, no, I'm going to get stronger, like Nietzsche said, under attack.
Mm-hmm. So I've had clients who are on the left side, right side, but what I have noticed is that most of the clients who are Democrats on the left, they are going to be more timid and afraid of challenges. And that was really interesting to me, because why are they less prone to pushing themselves, to driving forward? And it's just because they have been told, well, just take it easy. You don't have to push when you don't feel like it, right? Just do what is comfortable for you. The limitations were already set for them. So the moment they quit, the moment they give up, they say, well, I guess it was not meant to be. And
obviously anybody telling you that's your enemy.
Correct.
I mean, come on.
Correct. So for people who are putting you in a box and telling you that you can't do something, those people should be put on the back burner, right? So, yeah, you can use them as a source of your motivation and determination to get ahead in life.
Exactly. Don't be them.
Correct. Because you learn from your environment. So if your environment is not what you want it to be, and the behaviors of the people in your environment are not what you want them to be, you have to start to change them. So for people who are stuck, whether it be believing they're not essential, believing that they can't get out of the circumstances they're in, they have to start to think in a more optimistic way, in a way where they see their future is attainable.
And think about, Mike, how evil that is to say you're non-essential. That's like Hitler saying these groups are subhuman. I mean, that is such an amazingly criminal statement to say you can't go outside, you're not essential, and people just, okay, I'm not essential. Imagine that thought to children hearing that.
Right, and it's all about control, because if I tell you that you can't do something, then the most logical question after that is, well, what can I do? And they are going to tell you what you can do. Well, you can stay inside. You can stay 6 feet apart. You can get this vaccine. You can do what we tell you, because we know best. We're an authority. And, of course, those people need authority. Those people need people to tell them exactly what they need to do. Because even some of my clients, they would say, Mike, can you just tell me what I need to do in life? Because
when you talk about clients, explain. You do. Tell people what you do. So, I should have brought that up. Like, tell people what he does. I should tell them.
So what I do is I help people get to their most desired place in life.
You're a life coach.
Correct, yes. So I primarily work with mindsets. And I can have an array of things. So a life coach is an umbrella of the many things that I do. So I work with relationships. I work with career development. And what the whole premise of what a mindset coach is, was we're looking at how you're looking at the situation. And if you're looking at the situation in a negative way, then we just have to adjust it and start to go down the path that is going to be most ideal for you.
And by the way, you've helped me out with a lot of great ideas. They've always turned out amazing. That's why, you're an amazing brain. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I was already innately doing it with big attacks. Like, okay, I'm always going to get the angle to take this attack like judo and use it against them. But then my personal life, I wouldn't use that same thing. No, we got to use at the high level and the low level the same tactics.
Right. So when you're looking at the basis structure, especially when you're talking about government education, it has to be a step-by-step basis, right? You have to look at the cause and effect. If you are backing a dog to a wall, right, and the dog is timid, the dog is scared, eventually the dog is going to attack, it's going to fight back. But if you train the dog to think that it is not powerful, that it is weak, it won't fight back. So no matter how far we push you to the wall, you're not going to do anything. And that's where we are in society, right? People are back to the wall, and they don't know what to do. And they're just looking for a way out. And I offer them a way out. But it does require a huge effort on their part, because it is a challenge they have to overcome.
Wow, I'm listening. We're going to break in a minute, but just continue to break that down. Mm-hmm.
So when you have your back against the wall and you are concerned about where the bills are going to be coming from, right? So you have bills and you're trying to figure out where's the money going to be coming from. And you are doing all you can, and then someone says that you can't do something unless you do something. For example, the mandate. If you don't get the vaccine, you're going to lose your job. They're using a fear-based type of tactic to say, hey, we're going to take what you need in order for us to continue with our agenda.
That's the stick.
Right. And the reason why I believe they're doing it is because they're all about money. And it's not so much about what can we get away with, is I know I'm going to get away with it. Because they know people are not going to fight back. They know that people are going to be happy in their 9-to-5s, because once someone gets in a box, again, they don't want to leave.
People. Exactly. Mike Ridden, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about how to get out of the box with Michael Ridden of RevenConcepts.com. R-E-V-E-N. That sounds even cooler than So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us
into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In the United States, in Europe, in Asia, corporations are running big promotions for people to get microchips implanted that include vaccine records amid new COVID restrictions. This is all an exercise in enslavement, and you notice the people that give in only get more enslaved. So, Michael Reardon, continue, please. I mean, let them have it, because you're doing a great job on air, but we talk privately, you're just on fire, and you totally get what's going on, and you have great ways of putting it, people to understand that the only thing they have to lose is not waking up and saying no, and say, I'm not a victim. Victimhood is not like a deed on the universe. It's the opposite. So keep explaining that to people, how we get out of victimology and how we get into victoryology.
Right. So most people are going to be tiptoeing through life only to make it safely to death. And for those type of people, I tell them to get loud. And then how to get loud, because most people want to make a difference. They want to make a change in their life, but they don't even know where to begin. And I know you're doing Reset Wars, and Reset Wars is a great way for people to wake up and say, oh, wow, like, this is what's possible in my life. And what I do, whether it be motivational, positive talk, the podcast, I'm helping people start to see what is possible and helping them get loud, because the voices of the American citizens are being muffled, from our First Amendment right to the censorship on social media. You can't go out and say what you want anymore. If you use the word COVID on YouTube, you're automatically hit with a little mark saying, well, make sure you get your COVID information from the right place, CDC. And the CDC can do whatever they want. They can change the definition of a vaccine. The Webster definition, the Webster dictionary just changed the definition of anti-vaxxer. And they label you. They say, well, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're now going to be a person who needs to be watched. And
what you're saying is, when they try to suppress you, the answer is do the opposite.
Yes and no. So when they're trying to suppress you, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to how they're moving, because if they're moving in a certain way, if you look at a martial arts like Hapkido, for example, you use the enemy's momentum against them. So when you figure out what they're doing, you say, okay, I understand what you're doing. And then there's going to be a move you do that's going to counteract what they do. So if they're forcing you into a corner, the only thing you have to do is pivot. You don't have to get pushed. You don't have to get pushed into the corner. And a lot of people don't know how to pivot. So if they say, for example, you had to pivot when they banned you, they say Alex Jones is banned on YouTube. He's banned here and there, and now he's one of the most banned men in America. But you didn't say, well, I guess I'm done. You pivot. And that, when you did that, now they're like, wow, he's a force to be reckoned with. And now they're going after you so ferociously because they understand you're the highest level of leader. You are a transformational type leader. And a transformational type leader is going to be a person who has the highest level of engagement and the highest level of effort to help empower people to be in a better place and to see what they're unable to see. And as much as I want people to see the truth, and I say, hey, the government is doing this to you, they're playing you, they're using fear to influence your choices and your decisions in life. Regardless of that, some people cannot see the other side, regardless of how you put it. So how do we get people to start to see the other side? And it's by small steps. You have to do it slowly. You can't scare these people, right? They're sheep. So these people who are afraid of their own shadow, you have to not say, well, the government's the problem. You have to say, well, what's your problem first? And now we're talking about you, because you're comfortable with you. You is already in your comfort zone. And now we're talking about how we can get better. And then we start to look at the obstacles that is stopping you from leaving that type of comfort zone, stopping you from achieving more in your life. And
you're saying we get them out of the trance and baby steps, and I agree with you. About a month ago, I was talking about, and you said, you talk about packets. Like, they don't care that they said, oh, you only need one vaccine, 985. They feel good while they're in it. They only believe in the perception, not the reality of how it works. Mm-hmm. But you had a great way of putting that.
So once you start something, right, the process, it's easy for you to keep on going with whatever the agenda is. So if they give you one, they said, well, you have to take another one. Well, it's not that big of a deal. I already did it once. And when it comes to switching that around, so people are not telling us what to do, but instead of what we can do, if we put it back into steps where it's going to be approachable,
people are going to be more prone to take those steps. Now, the problem is people don't even understand that there is going to be an alternate solution besides the vaccine. Well, now you can become more healthy, right? Going to the gym, right? Eating healthy, making sure you are in the best shape of your life.
First, and notice how they try to block all that.
Right.
The alternative treatments, everything.
Right. And I believe Joe Biden was on the news the other day, and he was talking about hurricanes and tornadoes in Florida and Texas, and he says the best way to combat this is to get the vaccine.
He did, yeah.
And that doesn't make any sense. So why
is... He's just using fear. Just any fear he can.
Right. So he's saying, well, if you don't want to get by... if you don't want to get hit by a hurricane or a tornado or anything that happens to your loved ones, you make sure that you're getting a vaccine.
This is like a rabbit's foot.
As for luck?
But he's saying, like, take the shot, the hurricane won't hit you.
Right, yes. So he's basically using fear as his prime motivator to enact people to make a choice, right? And that choice is to become vaccinated. And I'm not anti-vaccine where I'm not saying that to not get the chickenpox shot or to get a measles shot. Do your research, right? And for a vaccine like the COVID-19 vaccine, you have to ask yourself, do you need it? And most people are not going to need it. It's just that they feel like they need it in order to be safe. And for those people, I'd like to think of it as if someone wants to carry a firearm and they believe that firearm is going to keep them safe. That is going to be just a certain way of thinking. Now we have people who think they need a vaccine in order to feel safe. And for that way of thinking is going to lead to limitations down the road, because now if they have one vaccine, they need the second, they need the booster, and then they realize it's just going to be the flu shot. They need to get it every single year. What is happening with the vaccine is that now we have people who are going to be getting this vaccine and they're thanking the government. Thank you, government, for saving me, for protecting me. And now, no matter what the government does, they're the good guys. And as long as they're the good guys, we're not going to fight them. We're not going to say you're doing wrong because they're the heroes in those people's eyes.
And I interrupted you earlier with the break, but how do you get somebody out of that Stockholm syndrome where, I mean, you're saying trying to hit them over the head doesn't work sometimes. Incremental, you're like, well, let's talk about you. Let's talk about...
So you have to challenge their beliefs. And when you place the truth in front of them, they are going to want to turn their head. They're going to say, no, that's wrong, that's wrong. And you keep doing it, but you do it in the sense of non-invasive. So if you think of it encroaching, so I'm going to encroach until they protest, and then they're going to protest, and they're going to say, no, this is not true. And then you wait, and then they forget. And then as soon as they forget, you encroach again. And you keep doing it to the point where they're like, now I'm in the truth and I can't deny it.
You're right, though. They hide in being asleep. So you watch them jump back into being asleep and you wait till they wake back up again, I guess.
Right. And you just have to kind of go through that jigsaw or whatever of putting the pieces together, but in the way where they don't notice that the puzzle is becoming complete, and we're telling them this is the truth. This is no longer going to be a facade that people are telling you that is the truth, which is really a lie. Because most of what's happening, especially like on mainstream media, is opinion. And
it's about choosing what delusion you want. RevenConcepts.com, R-E-V-E-N.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks.
had alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here with us. I'm Alex Jones. Jay Dyer takes over in the next hour, and I want to get Reardon back in here soon because we're just getting going here on air. RevenConcepts.com, R-E-V-E-N Concepts.com. You know, here's what I know. What I understand is how the globalists actually operate. Once you study it, you learn more and more. It's like you progress through levels. I know what's going to happen in the stock market. I know what's going to happen in so many levels, and I'm trying to get the public to realize all this. Instead, the globalists want to keep people dumb and controllable, which, why would you want to live in a world like that with a bunch of dumb sheep? That's dangerous, but that's really the split here. And you were talking during the break about influence and that key term.
Right. So when you go to school to become an educator, they are going to focus on the psychology of learning, the mind. And you're going to learn how people are going to become the person you want them to become. So if you're in kindergarten, they learn a certain way. If you're in college, they learn a certain way. And you have to present it in a way they understand. So when I was teaching various grades, it required me to know the influence I needed to input into that type of classroom. So it's going to be different learning from kindergarten versus college. And now that we are out in the open, right, with all that's going on in the world, the influence is mainstream media, right? They are knowing what they need to do in order to make you feel a certain way. And they use fear as the premise. And what a good educator would do is to use positivity as a way to do it. And it has to be in small bite steps, of course, because if I go ahead and I give you a challenge that seems so far out of reach, your mind subconsciously is going to say, whoa, buddy, that doesn't make any sense. But if I put it in a sense where your mind sees it as approachable, then it's going to be different. Because if I just use a 2x4, as you were saying earlier, and I try to bang it over your head saying, hey, you need to listen. This is what's happening. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You can't shake them awake. You have to gently say, well, come here. Let's wake up together. And
have some coffee over here.
Yeah, just have some coffee. Just have some tea. And let's get you awake. But it has to be approachable. And when you face a challenge, you have to face it in the sense of how can we break this down in the most approachable steps? Think of weight loss, for example. You don't say you're going to lose 100 pounds. You say, well, I'm going to lose 5 pounds first. And then you're going to lose, okay, well, I look great now, but let me see what happens if I lose 10 pounds. And you start that process because if you say you're going to lose 100 pounds, the probability of you reaching that goal is going to be minuscule versus if you say you're going to lose 5 pounds. There's going to be a compound effect of having a success, having more success, and the more you achieve, then you're going to start to see more progress down the way.
And you mentioned this when we've talked privately, but imagine a 5-year-old child, be they brown or white or whatever the color they are, they're in school hearing they might be bad because of what color they are. I could imagine that would really screw a child up, because I remember when I was in elementary school, I was really insecure and nervous about everything, and nobody was even being mean to me. I couldn't imagine, like, if I was told I was bad because I was black or white. I mean, that is serious abuse.
Right, and that's just going to be influence, right? How can I influence you to think the way I want? And for children nowadays, if we look at the children just walking around while their parents are not wearing a mask, but the children are wearing a mask, how did that happen? I mean, it happens in school, right? You have to wear your mask in school. You have to wear your mask at desk. There's songs telling kindergartners.
That's a great point. It shows the school's really the parent, that the children are wearing it even when the parents aren't.
Exactly. And I was out just the other day, and I saw a little girl. She was probably 4 or 5 years old, and she was wearing a mask, and she was happy as can be. And the parents didn't have a mask on. So it's not the household that's telling you what you should be doing. It's the school, because you have to understand that kid, your child, is going to be in the school for a prolonged period of time. And the teacher can do whatever they want. They can.
But what a group of bad people to teach children they're dirty and bad and do this to them. To teach them, oh, you're dirty, you got to wear a mask. You're dirty because of what color you are. That is so damn abusive. And then when parents complain about it, they send the FBI after them. I mean, this is like cartoon level.
Mm-hmm. And it's just to keep control. The schools are going to be part of the government, and the government needs to be protected, because what the government doesn't want people to know is that the people have the power, not the government. So when people start to get power, right, when someone starts to rise in a level of power and their word starts to get out there, now all of a sudden the government's like, well, we need to stop you. We need to say that you are wrong and that you're the enemy, and people need to be wary of what you're saying because it's not true. But what we say is true, and you need to listen to people like us because we're going to keep you safe. We're going to protect you.
And so what's the answer? Rally around those the system's trying to shut down.
So the answer is going to be making sure you find like-minded people. And you want to understand where you want to be in life, because for people who don't understand where they want to be, then they're just going to keep on living life wherever the hurt, you know, wherever the hurt is taking them. So they might not necessarily reach their most desired place in life, but they are just going to go where society goes. And typically that's going to be downhill. So if you are a middle class person, for example, pay attention to how life was 10 to 20 years ago for you. And if life was better for you 10, 20 years ago, then you should have some type of inclination that you're going in the wrong direction.
But let's be clear. Things are so negative now, even if you've got money, it's going downhill.
Right.
I mean, Klaus Schwab says they're collapsing and all. How do they think they're going to get out of it? Why do like the communists, the Nazis, the why do they always want to make other people have nothing? I guess that makes them feel better, but they bring themselves down.
Right. It's a restructuring. So they're being very meticulous in who is going to take power. And I was thinking about that past week now. Who's going to be next in power? Right. What is going to be the next steps? When is the collapse going to happen? And I have a number. I have a date. But it's all just speculation at this point.
No, tell me your view.
So I'm giving it a year and a half before people say enough's enough.
I agree. They're going to try to crash it once the Republicans get a narrow majority. To blame them. That's what I was thinking this morning.
Right. And they can do it in a few ways, right? So Joe Biden, of course,
By the way, you did a great job in the last hour, but now you're being the Mike Reardon. You're really going to start telling what's going on. This guy, I love this guy, man. I'm telling you, he'd be a huge talk show as we can get him on air. Start telling folks what's coming, Mike.
So, you know, Joe Biden, puppet, see now. He is going to be taken out of the position of power of presidency, right? And Henry Ford, he talked about, I believe, in the 80s or sometime, he said that the way a woman will become president is by assassination, right? I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to still love Joe. Joe's just going to say, hey, you know, I just want to hang out with my wife and take it easy. And Camilla's going to come in and she's going to take over. And what needs to happen is that we need to understand that that's the first step of them making their next move. And we can't make them, and we can't let them take any more moves after that. Because if we do, they're going to keep that ball rolling, and they're going to take over the elections again. They're going to make a new variant right before the elections, and then all of a sudden there's going to be mail-out ballots again, and your voice is not going to matter because they're going to say, well, we can make as many votes as we want for Kamala Harris or whoever they choose to be the next.
And then again, we're nothing against women, but why do they obsess over putting women in power? Is it because it just historically destabilizes this thing, or that women think that, like, they're somehow to fight with men?
Well, think about the whole feminist movement right now, right? If you go on YouTube, most likely your home feed is going to have some type of feminist person talking, right? And it's just a way for you to become acclimated to that type of environment. So the feminist...
Every video game, every movie, the women are the heroes, the men are bad. Since Married with Children 30 years ago.
And right now they're just making it forward because it's easier for the brain to accept, well, it makes sense. And it's important for us to... or for them to make sure people are operating under, well, that makes sense. It's only logical. And if it's a logical step for those type of people, they're not going to question. They're not going to fight back.
But again, there are a lot of women that are smart and would be great leaders. The ones they're putting forward, what is the obsession with putting women in charge when they're not really in charge? They're puppets.
It's because they find the people they can control. They're not looking for people who are powerful. They're looking for people they can control. And for
it's real simple. When the Romans would take over an area in Germany or wherever, they would kill all the men down to age 10 and keep the women because the women would submit. That's just a biological fact.
Right. And then now we have feminists who want to be in power, and they'll do whatever it takes in order to be in that type of position. So if they have to give up their dreams, their livelihoods, they would, because they're going to be at a higher power, right? A feminist wants to be equal to a man, but if you really dig down deep, what do they want? They want to be greater than man.
And look at Hillary Clinton's the beta test of that.
Mm-hmm. And so she wants to be front and center. I'm powerful. Pay attention. And for the people who can't see that that's happening, then they just have to start to see what type of things are popping up on their YouTube, for example.
Right, sir. We'll come right back with my old
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.